Good evening, everybody. Tonight is our motivational call night. Terry Latham is out and about, and he is in a cell zone that is kind of in nowhere land. So he asked me to kind of head up this call tonight with our great Diamond Ambassador, Jerry White, that I hope is on this call with me. Jerry,
yes, I am.
Oh, thank goodness. He was trying to make me sweat, everybody, I'm telling you. But anyway, tonight we are going to get to interview, well, I'm going to get to interview Jerry White, and I want to tell you a little bit about him before that he really gives a lot of good information. But he's an Ambassador Diamond with ASEA. I'm going to let him give his background, but I want to explain something about some of the ranks. We go up in ranks by how many people we really help in this business. And Jerry White is awesome at helping people not only with better health but with better finances. And because of that, he went up through the ranks to Diamond, Double Diamond, Triple Diamond, and Ambassador Diamond. What that really means is that he's not only fantastic, but he's fantastic all the time because it really shows the consistency of his business. So that's one of the reasons that we wanted to pick his brain tonight and find out how he really was able to build such a successful and a consistent business. And I know part of it is he's got such a way with words. He has the talent of explaining really complex information in not only an educational way, but in a humorous way that makes everybody just relax. So, Jerry, we're so, so glad you're on the call tonight. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sherry. And like I was saying this afternoon, it is such a joy to be interviewed by a professional, somebody who really does stuff well.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, the way we want to start out is really you giving us some information about your background, because you have had an awesome, awesome background of things that you've done. So share that with the people that are listening in tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you. I kind of think it's about like living life, but some of the things that I was a part of were really training hard as an athlete in my high school and college years in an individual sport, swimming, and really got to a level where I did a lot of activity at the national, international level, just right sub-Olympic. And they got an opportunity to do a lot of that, and then came out into the work environment with my first job ever was I applied for a federal grant that was asking to design a training program to teach women to do a non-traditional jobs for the federal government. At that time, they were saying, we're going to award certain jobs to companies for all kinds of work, but they have to have women working in those jobs. So there were jobs that women had never done before. So that was what I came out. I figured I wanted to be entrepreneurial when I went into the working world, and I could have gone into the academic side of things, would have enjoyed that some, but I really liked the challenge of being out there being entrepreneurial. From there, I coached at the international level in swimming and triathlons at the early dates of Ironman competitions, and then went into physical therapy at my wife's behest, said it might be a good idea to make some money if we were going to have a life. So I did that, and that was a pretty neat experience. Went on and did a whole number of different things within it. Then was recruited over to the Shriners Hospital system because of this sort of the uniqueness of my background in aquatics and in physical therapy plus the biomechanics and physiology of high-level sports. Ended up building there the Human Performance and Gait Analysis Lab, the third one in the world. They just said, there are some, go look at them and build us one. That was an exciting opportunity through that. Got the opportunity to be an adjunct professor of biomechanics, physiology, and neuroanatomy at local physical therapy and pre-medical schools. And so all that stuff led me back around full circle, and I came back to wanting to coach. And my wife and I met early on coaching together. She was actually one of the athletes that came from California, swimming on the adult team that we had, and And so we met, we started working together, and we could do amazing things together. So we decided, hey, let's jump into this mechanism, this way of making a living that is on the cutting edge. So we got involved with network marketing at that time, and with a different company out of Japan. It was high tech, really fit what we were doing, and the high tech had to do with physiology of human beings. It worked real well for a while and then petered out, and yet we made a couple of $1 million in that and then came to this. And in this is sort of the conjunction of many different aspects of what I want. But it took me a while to make a decision because I was waffling. I was really loyal to the people that we were around before and just didn't want to make a change. But once I got introduced to ASEA, I was absolutely fascinated with the technology. But it took my wife, Marcia, to say, hey, listen, we're going broke doing what we're doing. Go for it. Jump in. And I guess on that day, like an old friend said, you had to wake up in the morning and decide which member of the family was going to zip their pants on the front and which was on the side. And so that day I took the front. And I stood up and then went ahead and got into ASEA. From that point on, so many different aspects, we'll talk a little bit about those today, changed in our lives, and it all started with the way we think. So that's how we got involved with it. The run has been absolutely beyond my wildest expectations, but until you have wild expectations, you can't do it. So we're going to talk about that too.
Cool. Well, you know, you said something. You know, you were in another company. It is hard to make a change, whether it's in corporate America or whether it's in network marketing or whatever. So what really pushed you to make that change that you saw in ASEA that you didn't see anywhere else?
One was that I have to fight the battle for a cause. And this was the other company lost their vision. They lost their original founder, and they lost their vision. And so that was really hard for me to fight that hard and to really pull together a team to win if there wasn't a cause anymore. A second one was poverty. It petered out to the point where, I remember when Marcia told me that actually when I was first working as a swim coach, although we had all this success at swimming and triathlon coaching, she said $800 a month isn't going to cut it for a family, so get at it. So I had dwindled down to sort of roughly the equivalent, with inflation, and it still was just, okay, this doesn't make any sense anymore. But then what really happened was to see the technology of the future, to be able to imagine pulling together groups of people in ways that that we knew we could win. We love working together side by side, taking the tough stuff and just taking it head on, and it began to make a huge difference. We started learning techniques from the corporate staff and from the vision of the founder that I wanted to drive for, and all of a sudden our lives began to fill up. It filled up with a lot of different aspects other than just the gel and the liquid, which are fabulous and fascinating and unbelievable, but it filled up in joy and hope and all the things that happen after you get healthy. So that inertia caused us to talk to some people that we were close to, that we had collaborated with on various efforts, and we couldn't stop after that. We just had to go.
That's awesome. Now, for you, you have a clear vision. I've known you many, many years, and you know, I love that you have a way of really being able to tell people and share with people your vision. Would you mind sharing that tonight? Where do you see ASEA really going? Where do you see you going with ASEA?
Thank you for that. I have always been fascinating with the Sherlock Holmes part of taking a person's life and making them physically better, from the most physically capable people on the planet Earth to those who have the greatest challenges physically and neurologically. And I love that aspect, but it's all trumped by the idea of living a life where we improve every day to become better human beings. I like to work on what Jim Rohn said when he said that people don't follow you for the necessarily for the technology you have or even the company and how it's configured. They follow you for who you become. And so I guess I'm kind of a white knights and castles lay your sword at the foot of the queen and say, let me at him. And live by the higher code of life. And if I can find other people that want to go there, it starts at the bottom. My vision is this. It's basically there are some people who are essentially drowning in their health. It's the only thing they can think about. It's the one thing that really matters most to them, and they have to take care of it. But there are other things that balance out our lives once you get your health, once you're stopped, you know, when you get the air and you stop breathing, or you start breathing again when you're drowning. There's something more. We don't just stop there. It's about what comes next. Well, what comes next might be to get shelter and to get clothing and to get food. And, okay, let's do that. Let's provide that option for people as well. And then from that point, let's look outside from ourselves and begin to start to gather with others to make a bigger difference while we're here on this planet. And that's involved in what we do in ASEA as well. But then also then to dream and to wonder and to pull together what can be and to be around people who do that. Because I think one of the greatest things we lack in this world today is a group of people who spend their time thinking about the possibilities of what can be. We got a lot of people that are thinking about, oh, gee, whatever is, and it all sucks. And the more we think about that, the more we stay stuck in that position. So it gives us this sort of unique opportunity to rocket ahead and to pull along a bunch of people. And so I see us gathering small groups of people together, many who have never had experience at what we do, but they do have experience of believing in themselves a little bit. We want to improve that, but believing in a cause, believing in what we do, and developing ourselves so we're finally done with us. So our needs are taken care of. And then that way we can turn around and teach others to do the same, and the quality of our lives can improve. So ASEA can fill every aspect of that. I just prefer that we don't just stop at the physical.
Yes, you're awesome at being able to really communicate that in every presentation you do. And, you know, what I always get out of your presentations is that when you're really living a life of purpose, then you absolutely are living the best life possible. And you don't necessarily say those words, but when I walk away, that's what I'm always like, am I living a life of purpose? Is today a day that I'm living this life of real purpose? And so you're my check. You know, you're my check and balance in life. So I appreciate what you share. You have a unique way of pulling people in, Jerry, that absolutely makes them want to belong to this team. And I do want you to talk a little bit more about that. How do you do that? How do you really, you know, because I think that's a skill set all on its own for people to really not only want to belong, but feel like they belong.
Thank you for that. You know, I think back to when I was coaching, I realized pretty quickly that if you ask people, if you tell someone, I think I've see something in you that could be really something very special, regardless of what that person has. Remember, I've worked with some of the people that have the lowest physical capability that any of you could probably imagine. Really, maybe eye function, and that's about it. But yet there's a spark of fascination, of possibility in people that is so far beyond anything. It's just, go read some novels, not novels, but some historicals, perspective on people in survival and what they've been able to overcome and the great things that people have done, and say, you know, if that was done by people who were much more challenged than we are, what a beautiful thing they were able to do with their lives, and we have so much more in us. So let's challenge and go after it. So when I sit down across from somebody, let's take an example of how we might spread that. I love the idea that none of us is as smart as all of us. I love the idea that when we gather together, any group of three people can change the world. Once someone said it's very difficult to pick up a telephone pole from one end. And that's how most of us try to live our lives. But if you get somebody to pick up the other end, you got a lot better chance. And if you get a whole bunch of people on both sides, you can do more things and you can do them all day long. So this idea of what kind of fascinating life experiences can we gather together. So let's say we do a presentation. If you present at someone and you'd say, here's what it costs and here's what it can do and this is what might happen if you use this technology and that sort of thing, they feel like they are being sold. And if you were to bring somebody else into that equation, then they would feel like they were being sold by a better seller than the first seller, but now there's two. One's going to stand behind you on their hands and knees, and then the other one's going to push you over. What I'd say is, let's imagine we sit down with three people, Sherry and myself, and maybe somebody that we're looking as a prospective person, and say, Sherry, I'd like you to introduce us to this new person. You say, well, these are some skills they have. This is why I really like them. These are some things they bring to the table. I might say, I'd like to have you watch what we're about to do and imagine, could we teach what we're about to do to tens of thousands of people? And if we can, each one of them can fulfill a need that they have in their own lives. Could be a need for personal self-respect, for a love of just making fun out of success. Another one might be because they have a health problem. Another one might be because they have a financial problem. They want to be home with their family. Whatever their need is, fill it now. We're going to fill them all eventually. We're going to work toward that end. Let's fill them all. But let's do the one first. And in the meantime, together, let's see what we can accomplish. Because your skills are unique. They can add to the whole team. And I visualize this so clearly that, like, when I'm talking to a brand new prospect or somebody who's out there, if I'm really not brought with the only interpretation that we're going to solve something about their fluctuating dubious area or their lumbago, that we're adding somebody to a group that's truly going to make a difference. And it's almost like you have a corporation that you're starting, and this corporation has a fascinating purpose. That is to have multiple different areas we can touch in society. It's like a conglomerate. And each of those people can represent an entirely different group of people that I don't know, that don't have any respect for who I am or what we're doing, and maybe not have the same kind of perspective. There's like four different personality types, kind of generally. Why don't we bring together four different personality types and prove that all of us can be successful together better than any one of us alone, and then just look at those people in our presentation and say, I think that if you were added to this, it could be a real smoking deal. I think that you could help who we are. Now, what's your perspective? What do you see? So those are things I do to try to open up their mind a little bit.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we never make any medical claims. We're not a treatment and cure for anything. But I would love for you to share some of the most mind-blowing things that you've seen since you've been in ASEA, because I know there's been a lot.
Yeah, there have been an awful lot. And one of the things that we do is we look at life through our own filters, our life experiences. And so the physical aspects of life and how we respond to it are sometimes the most amazing to me. But I also am really sort of, unfortunately, I'm the one at movies, my wife will sit there and go, oh, brother, are you sniveling again? I have such a compassion for the hope and the spirit and taking every single human being and saying, let's get the best out of this thing. Let's become what we can become. So I'm going to branch a few things. So from the physical side, we can take this product, and I really want people to understand that I always present two different sides of the product. There's this quick side that can have a radical effect really quickly, and it's a communication issue. And if your body can communicate all of its parts together, it can overcome a lot of problems that look like other problems. For example, if somebody can't bring their arm up to the side very far and it locks up and doesn't seem to want to go, then we can say, let's apply a communication gel and see what happens. Well, one of the ones that was really fun was with Leland Duck. He had a friend who had an incredibly downtrodden sort of demeanor about life. He'd been given three scary diagnoses, and all of them ended soon and ended poorly. And we had him lift his arms up. He couldn't get them past his shoulders. Applied the gel to his shoulders three times in 5 minutes if you're disciplined. And then he would swing his arms completely over the top of his head, which is absolutely out of his realm. He started bouncing on the couch cushions. He was, when we first came in, he was so lacking in the spirit of life that he just draped himself over this. His wife was in tears. He draped himself over this chair, sort of a lounge chair. And all he could do was just sort of lay there and look like, go ahead, kick all the frosting off my birthday cake. Everybody else always does, you know, sort of the Eeyore thing. But all of a sudden, the lights went on in his life. And then later we got a photo of him, or I mean a video of him. And he was he's a professional horse trainer. And here's this guy in the front of the big truck. And his wife is videoing him from the back seat. They got this country music playing, and he is dancing all over that seat. And he turned around, and I think at that moment he said, if I'm sick, somebody better tell me. And he's gone on to get better and better and better. Another one was about a 39-year-old chiropractor in the state of Illinois. He was going through a fair, or somebody gave him some ASEA, and he had a brain injury, pretty typical, but not for that age, certainly, and the whole side of his one side was locked up, couldn't move. He was also left with only four words in his entire vocabulary. He thought, well, I've had this brain injury, and it was a metabolic one. It was a clot, but it left him for 10 years with no ability to use that arm or leg. But he thought, you know, he was an international level speaker, so I could at least speak until he tried to speak. He ended up with no other words than yes, no, and when he was frustrated, holy cow, for 10 years. And basically, he was using the ASEA, and one day, about within less than a couple of days, I think it was even the same day, he pointed at something, and he turned to his wife, and he said, what's that? And they both about choked. 50% improvement in the number of words in minutes. Then he went on, and by the time I talked to him the first time, it was three weeks into it, he could speak for 20 minutes without a lag. 3 months into it, he was reinstated as a chiropractor in the state of Illinois. That stuff will change you. We have a gal that lives not too far from us, about 6 miles, Kathy Beaver. And Kathy is just one of those kids that was one of the unfortunate ones who was born with a cord around her neck and deprived of oxygen. For the first 48 years of her life, she had very little function. She couldn't bathe herself, dress herself, feed herself, or speak. And as time went on, she began to start to use ASEA. First thing they started noticing was she's making little noises. Never done that before. Started feeling around the house and touching her clothing and feeling the couch and closing her eyes and just sort of memorizing things. She started putting things up to her mouth. She'd never fed herself before, had no concept of what that was. So 2 years into it, something was going on, because now she can hop out of bed. Kid who couldn't bathe herself can now take a shower and head to the closet and pick out clothes appropriate for the weather. She can bound down the stairs. And she couldn't feed herself before, but now she makes about 15 different little recipes to help her mom out in the kitchen. She runs off about twice a week to a place where they have her doing some tasks, and she gets paid. She's got a boyfriend. She sings hymns all day long to a mother who never heard her daughter ever speak in 48 years. At age 50, they have conversations about what life is like, what life was like. And mom now feels like she can put that girl into whatever situation, because mom's getting older. She didn't want to put her into a situation where she couldn't fend for herself and tell people what she needed. Another one that's just really pretty amazing is we've had people, this three times in 5 minutes has blown the cork off of it. There were many things that I could do with this technology because I kind of would intuitively do it, and people would trust me, and we would do something. And one of them was a 6'10 basketball player. Now, this guy had an aging disorder that caused him to start to shake, and every time he tried to walk, he would fall forward and have to kind of land on his tippy toes. He's losing his balance, and it's not a good outcome. It's just a progressive downhill. And so we've decided to start changing things. Now, some of you are going to see some video coming out today of doing some testing on people for various things. And I warn you to learn it properly. I need to put out a video on how to do this. But really, what we're going to do is to teach you how to do three times in 5 minutes. This is the instant or quick result that you can get from ASEA in many cases. In fact, 95% in my experience. Have somebody move something or try something. Just give you a quick example. We had a lady that looked for all the world like she had completely recovered from her internal head injury, but she had one years ago. And we tried to get her to walk with one toe in front of the other, or one, you know, heel in front of toe, touching, like a sobriety test. And when she tried that, she would step to the side. So I had her tip her head back and said, try that again. It was even more dramatic. She'd nearly fall over. So we said, now what we'd like to do is to see if you can change. And I'm going to allow you to put this gel on you. So one thing my wife has always kind of been irritated about was that I would kind of jump right into my physical therapy mode. And I'd say, okay, it's okay. I can put this on your shoulder. I can put this on your back. I can put this on your neck. You know what? It's more appropriate is for them to apply it to themselves. So we do that, and then 2 minutes later did it again, 2 minutes later did it again. And to our amazement, not only was she able to walk one foot touching the other without falling over, she could do it with her head back and her eyes closed. Radically different than anything. I mean, it was seconds, literally seconds. This 6'10 basketball player, he was walking with a cane, and the weird thing was, with his condition, it's a feedback problem. And so when he tried to turn, normally you and I would get to the end of what we're doing and turn 180 degrees, come back, and it'd be one, two steps, and then you turn, kind of like your sister teaching dancing. What happened with him was it took him 12 to 15 steps, and he nearly fell on each one just to turn around. That was the one. That was the bugaboo for him. And it reminded him of his frailty, and it's a long way to fall from 6'10". So we applied the technology, and he chose to apply it to his ankles. And he walked down about halfway, you know, 25-foot walk in this room, and he stopped in the middle, and he put the cane away. And he walked with a confident gait, and he did a three-step turn, came back, did a two-step turn, and then sat down and wept because now he knew that he could walk down the aisle with his daughter and give her away at her wedding, which was something he was deathly afraid that he was going to fall into her. Some of these things happened rapidly, but one of the greatest changes that I've seen in this game is a friend of mine, Triple Diamond, had so much stress. We introduced him to the business. Why did he have stress? He's an ER doc. And he had built up such a wall from personal injury and severe burns when he was younger and real trauma in life. But then as he worked every day, it was life and death, and somebody had to be in charge of the outcomes. And for many cases, as an emergency room doctor, you're having to do some pretty tough stuff with families who are losing loved ones right before you. He was in severe severe discomfort from falling off a mountain and broke both of his wrists, his back, and for years he can only work the night shift because of the discomfort was so completely overwhelming that he couldn't be around that many people. He just would go ballistic. He'd jump all over everybody. So he was sort of relegated to that. What this business did, in many cases for him, and you got to hear Dr. Walker's story. It's just incredible. But the first time we took him to one of the ASEA events, we were honoring people that made the bronze level. He broke down because now he was compassionate. And instead of roaring at people, he realized that he missed out on tremendous blocks of life with working with people. And the people that he saw, like the young mom whose husband left the family. She had four little princesses who's gone on and become a double diamond in our organization. And his heart for her and her family, as she's done that as a single parent, is unbelievable. And every time we get into a big situation, the tears come freely to a man that was so hard. He twice climbed Everest and was three times on expeditions to the South Pole, and this guy was a grizzly bear, tough as nails. His now compassion in who he's become has changed somebody as much or more than anything else we've ever seen. And to watch him now to be able to be a participant in life and to give life in another way has been absolutely joyous. Those are just a few of the things of the hundreds and thousands that we've seen. But most importantly for me, it's about people who are becoming at least a little part of who you can be. And I think if we recruit people by, let's have a school that teaches us all a new way to think. A way to think in terms of possibilities, like when we were younger, and then to gather together and support each other in those possibilities, that kind of a life is amazing. To look at other people and just say, we would all be better if you chose to be a part of who we are. Just imagine. And then live life experiences together, and another part of that vision is really coming up with common kind of definitions for who we are and what we do, and the heartbeat begins to start to work as one in a rhythm. So that's really kind of, I guess, we're about the end of our 30 minutes. I kind of got on a soapbox there, but.
Well, no, I think what you shared was incredible. You know, what I really heard from all that, too, is that it's almost like that with this technology and with this company and with all the opportunity that comes with it, we get the ability to unlock hope for people that maybe didn't have hope before. So that's what I feel every day whenever I'm talking to somebody, that it, like we have a key, we have a magic key that we can absolutely unlock this door of hope, and those that want to walk through can. So that's, I think it's an incredible gift that we have. A couple of things that I want to bring up before we end the call, and I do want you to share one little bit more, but we have convention coming up September 27th through 29th. If you haven't already signed up for it and you're listening to this call, please go and do that. Book that, because that will be a way for you to really make a commitment to go forward in this business and share it with even more and more people. Also, if you haven't looked at your back office and looked at the pick and play, and found out about the new things that have coming out to help you to share more with people, whether it's the loyalty rewards, the reconnect with Redox, or the top Redox rookies, which I just love that. You know, look at that and see, where do you fit in there? Where can that help to motivate you to go forward in what you want out of ASEA? But as we really finalize this talk tonight, Jerry, the one thing that I would like for you to add in maybe a couple of minutes is, why should people be locked in now?
Because everything is in place but the decision to go. And once you make that decision, the mechanisms are tried and true and tested. We can explode across the horizon at the moment we decide that we're enough. And then as we gather together and find out this radical thing that when two people are together, there's an exponent that goes along with it. The power that you have to change the world goes up four times. I remember Kiyosaki, one of the great authors on business, when he started sales, he was selling fax machines. And he said it became evident that if you were the first and only person who had a fax machine, it's not worth much. But when there was one other person who had a fax machine, the power of that technology to share information went up by the exponent of the number of people. So there were two. Now it was four times more powerful to have a fax machine with somebody else that connected at the other end than it was by yourself. And if there were three, it was nine times, because the exponent times the integer makes it nine times more powerful. And as you begin to start to understand those things, this radical thing can happen. We oftentimes will think, well, this isn't done yet, or that's not in order, or something doesn't fit just the way I need to see the world fit. But realize there are people in this business that made double seven figures last year. There are multiple people in this business that have made seven figures in a single year. Even more that have made seven figures. So does it mean that it's not possible? It means that it's possible. The time really now stands. The distribution is ready. The technology becomes only stronger every minute of every day. The validation from a scientific standpoint, more solid. What we've done, essentially, when we see these beginning products in ASEA, is like entering into the computer world right after two computers were connected together with wires and figuring out there was a thing called a network that could develop from it. Now imagine how much has been added to that industry since that time. You now are in front of a technology that is the beginning of an entire science that they're calling as big as the discovery of human DNA and antibiotics, or in fact, the largest discovery in the history of biology. And there are going to be many, many different discoveries that come from it. Those people who set their course from that standpoint, there's no real end in sight. Another piece, though, is let's step further. There's time availability for all of us to get to a point in our lives where we're done with us. Now, just imagine that. The peace that comes when you're done with you, that you believe in yourself, you believe in your team, you have the social part of your life has improved so much by being around the other people, doing things in a way that you believe to be true and honorable, that your health is taken care of, and your finances, most of the people that we know are kept from doing good because they spend 95% of their time either working about or working on finances because they have a faulty system. The only thing that's required for them to be done with them is to change the way you think. Now gather together with us and think with us and celebrate with us and go to the convention. I learned at the convention one small thing that changed everything for me when it said, no one gets bigger because I become smaller. I was one of those people that believed I was supposed to give away more than I ever had, but never received. And now that I begin to receive to the point where I'm done with us, the horizons become much more vast. The difference we can make is unfathomable. And we're going there. We're going to take this vehicle with us because it comes so seldom in your lifetime that you have the right thing in the right place at the right time. So thanks for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Jerry White. You are incredible. Thank you all for listening, and the recording will be available, so I hope you'll share it with some of your team members because this man is an inspiration to all of us. Thank you again, Jerry. Have a good night.
Let's go, Sherry, to the top. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Wow.